This is Dr. Bill Lampton of Speech Coaching Radio, and you are listening to EPN.
Welcome, everyone, to The Strategy Show on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Liz Lynch of TheStrategyShow.com and the author of Smart Networking, Attract a Following in Person and Online. In my business, I work with entrepreneurs who have a big vision but struggle to be seen and heard in a crowded marketplace, and I help them attract the clients and opportunities that they deserve. On every episode of The Strategy Show, I fill you in on the essential tips, tools, resources, and mindset that I share with my own clients. And we talk about things like how to raise your profile, how to be seen as an expert, how to create strategic relationships, and how to find new ways to reach out to your market and make them want to listen to you. I also love to answer questions, so if you have a question about attracting clients and opportunities, then post it on my Facebook fan page wall, and I just may answer it on a future podcast. So here's a quick link to get to that Facebook page. It's www.lizlynchfan.com. When you're able to get to that place where clients and opportunities come to you, you'll have greater demand for your products and services, and you'll be able to charge higher prices. And that's what we all want. So in this episode of The Strategy Show, we'll cover one of the most important elements you need to have, which is strong and compelling positioning. First of all, what is positioning? Well, positioning is where you are in the marketplace relative to everyone else who does what you do. When you're a consultant or a coach or an expert of any kind, it's really important that your market understands who you are and why you're different and why you might appeal to them more than another competitor would. If you're marketing a product, then what makes that product better than one that is similar, right? Aside from the price, and you really don't want to compete on price and say, well, I'm better because I'm cheaper. I've actually heard people say that. That doesn't work. Your positioning is really how you're perceived in the marketplace, and there are a number of key qualities that you want to incorporate and include right from the get-go, or it will make the rest of the process of attracting clients and opportunities that much harder. So first and foremost, you want to strive to be seen as a leader in your field. People have to see your name in different places, hear different people talk about you. They want to see that you're contributing to the conversation and that you're pushing ideas forward. Leaders are visible. They don't go hide in their cave. They're out front. One of the things I did when I decided that I wanted to be seen as a leader in networking is I started my own networking group in New York City. I partnered with a friend of mine, and we approached a big industry association about starting a special interest group for solo entrepreneurs. And we had events every month that the association helped us market. They found us a space. They advertised the event in their email newsletters and on their website. They handled all the registration for us, and we just took care of the content. We brought in guest speakers, and we had speakers like Dan Pink, who wrote Free Agent Nation and A Whole New Mind and some other great books, come in for one of our events. So as the co-leader of the group, I mean, don't you think people's perception of me as a networking expert, even though I was still very new at building that brand, people's perception of me was elevated a few notches, right? So it also helped me personally get comfortable with networking, get comfortable speaking in front of audiences, like both skills that I would keep using to raise my profile even further in the years to come. You also have to be seen as credible. You have to have the goods to back up your leadership position. If you have many years of experience in your profession, that's one thing. It's not the only thing. It's often not enough, but it's certainly important. And if you're new to your field, for example, if you were in banking for 25 years and now you want to be an image consultant, for example, or a nutritionist, you need to develop some proof. You know, some people do this with getting additional training and certifications, and in some fields, that's important. So how I got instant credibility was publishing a booklet called 102 Secrets to Smarter Networking, which I sold on my website, on Amazon.com, and in the back of the room during speaking gigs. I'll tell you exactly how I did it in a future podcast when I talk about creating information products to help market your expertise. But in a nutshell, sharing your content in some form, like a book and a blog and articles and speeches, does really help establish you as an expert. When you hide, when people can't get information about you or experience your expertise for themselves, credibility does come into question. But when you're out there as a visible force in your market, then you've gotten past a potential hurdle. Your positioning should incorporate some type of niche so that you're easily distinguished from your competition. Your niche could be a particular market. You work mainly with baby boomer executives or mom entrepreneurs. A client in one of my programs runs an interior design and architecture firm focused solely on the luxury market. Her clients used to be exclusively retailers in the luxury space, and she's been expanding that to now include high-end homes and spas, right? Continuing that whole theme of luxury and high-end. So she's not the person to call if you want to turn your basement into a kid's playroom or you want to knock out a wall in your closet. But if you want to come home to a place that's serene, that's well laid out, that has beautiful design and really beautiful things in there, then she's your gal, right? Her niche is so clear to her and to her entire network that every time she gets a referral, she almost always closes the deal. She doesn't have to waste time with prospects that come to her that aren't a good fit. She only gets the people who are a good fit. Your niche could be focused on a particular technology. Some companies out there only do apps for Android phones, for example. Some of you may know Denise Wakeman of the Blog Squad. So obviously with a company name like that, she focuses on blogs. My friend Lewis House, who's written 2 books on LinkedIn, focuses on LinkedIn. So the platform is their niche, and they can go really deep into it. They become the go-to experts in those technologies. So in defining your positioning, ask yourself, where can I play in the market and where can I carve out a niche for myself? Even if there are people who are already doing what you do, how can you put your own spin on it? Where can you be seen as a leader and where do you have the credibility or can easily develop the credibility? I'm actually going to show you how some easy ways to do that. It's really not as hard as you think. So you first need to have a vision of how you want to be perceived in the market. The idea really needs to start in your own head first. It needs to be clear there first. Because everything you've ever created always started as an idea in your head, and then you took the actions to bring it to life, and then it became a reality. So here's a helpful exercise I want you to do. Start by making a list of all the things you want people to say about you, the things that you want to be known for. When your vision has come to life about how you want your business to be and who you want to be working with, what are the things you're hearing from your peers, your clients, and other leaders in your industry? What are they saying about you? What are their actual words? So a vision is such a huge concept, right? It can seem so far off that it doesn't seem real sometimes, like we're just playing with play money instead of real money. So imagining yourself in that place already, right, where you want to be, imagining yourself there right now, and then putting your thoughts down on paper helps it feel more real. So we're starting with the end in mind, really, as Stephen Covey would say. Your own vision of what you would like to be known for is a critical first step of the process. If it's not clear in your mind, it won't be clear in anyone else's either, believe me. Because when you go and try to explain it, it will come out just a hot mess, and that's not what we want. In future episodes of The Strategy Show, we'll home in on how to bring that vision to life, how to make it crystal clear about what you do and what you stand for, how to make sure it's something people really want and will pay for, and then how to get that message out there so more people can hear it. So keep listening, and we'll keep peeling back the layers for you step by step on future podcasts to come. But writing down a clear vision of what you want to be known for is the best first step for you to take and definitely worth putting time into. So your assignment this week or your challenge is really to block out 20 minutes on your calendar to capture your initial thoughts on this. Just do a brainstorm, whatever comes to mind, write it down. And then put that away, and a few days later, schedule another 20 to 30 minutes to finalize it. I'd love to connect with you. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is @Liz_Lynch. Don't forget the underscore. Or join me on my Facebook fan page. Here's the quick link to make it easy to find me. It's www.LizLynchFan.com. Remember, if you have a question you'd like me to answer, the best place to post it is on my Facebook fan page, and I'll do my best to answer it on a future podcast. I also encourage you to subscribe to the latest business growth news and resources at thestrategyshow.com. That's how you can be one of the first to hear of articles, programs, and tools that we're releasing into the marketplace. So that's it for this episode. Thanks so much for tuning in to The Strategy Show here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, EPN. Please join me next time for more tips, tools, techniques, and mindset strategies for attracting the clients and opportunities that you deserve. Until then, signing off, this is Liz Lynch of The Strategy Show. Thanks for listening.
you know, what you think about, you bring about in your life. It's a reality. If you think about, if you focus on something, that's going to happen in your life. If you're constantly focusing on something, that's going to appear in your life. If you're constantly thinking negative thoughts, probably negative things are going to happen to you. If you're constantly thinking, you know, I don't know if I can, I don't know if I'm good enough, I don't think I can. And you go back to that book, I think I can, with a little choo-choo that, you know, the little choo-choo that could. I think I can. And as silly as it might sound, the reality is, what you think about, you absolutely bring about into your life.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.